Hello, and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. Just the usual Killjoy notice here. The purpose of this podcast is to update people who know me, Andrew Woolner, that's me, about what's going on and been going on creatively for me over the last week. Of course, some life updates get rolled into that too. So if you don't know me and you've never heard of me, you can pull the ripcord now. Sorry about that. I just bumped the mic, but I don't have time to edit this. If this is your first update and you haven't been keeping up with me over the years, I suggest checking out update number one and maybe number two to bring yourself up to date before jumping back here. Apologies for the lateness of this update. Oh, I'm slowly sliding into releasing these like right into the week following when I originally would have been doing them. I'm still neck deep in taxes here, and pretty much any time I have the computer needs to be spent on that this week. As I mentioned in previous updates, freelancer tax returns are complicated things to begin with, but having to do them in software that is in Japanese and only partially friendly to Google Translate really slows things down to a crawl. Like, when I say partially friendly, I mean that if I have Google Translate for the page on and I click certain buttons or mouse over a certain area, the screen goes blank and I lose whatever data I just entered. So I have to sometimes like enter data, switch back to Japanese, hit save, then switch back. It's ridiculous. Yeah. On top of that, add Wednesday loss to a site check and a party that afternoon. I take responsibility for that, but more on that later. And most of Friday to a local civic holiday, and you have the recipe for a late update. Okay, but updates, there are many, and I've been itching to do these since this past Monday. Jekyll and Hyde main stage. We are back in rehearsals. Rehearsals started this past Monday. Wow, what an amazing group. Right now, we've got Mike, Isadora, Chris, and Robin are the theatrical interns. And this was, for all of them, this was their first day. Javin, Kevin, returning as the long-term interns, not quite so theater-focused, but it's great to have them in the rehearsal room. And yeah, they're amazing. And Kate will, I think, be back with us from this coming Thursday. We started out Monday with some awkward warm-ups in the AM. I mean, it's awkward because I like to run a rehearsal room with a pretty flat hierarchy. I like to defer to other people. So rather than just start everything off with a warm-up and sort of establish myself as the leader, I actually thought it would be better to ask people if they had ideas for warm-ups that they'd like to try. We tried a bunch of things and then sort of let one thing lead to another. And so then, I mean, at one point I even tried one. And you know what? Didn't work so well. It wasn't such a good idea. Kind of came up with it on the spot. And that's fine. That's what we're there for. That's part of this process of getting to know each other and getting to know what creative process is going to work for this particular group, which is, of course, going to change when the other interns start arriving in about 3 weeks. Mike ran an amazing exercise that he uses with his special education students back in Holland. And wow, we really ran with that. That just went somewhere. And I think we're going to keep using that exercise and variations of that in rehearsals, even when we start actually devising material, because I think it brought out so much creativity and yeah, just so much spontaneity without pressure. It was great. We spent that afternoon after lunch discussing our social contract. Most of it was, yeah, discussing our social contract. We couldn't discuss the play yet because a couple people actually hadn't read the book and hadn't seen the showcase. So they're doing that and we'll talk about that on Monday. But here's the social contract. I'm just going to read this to you. I just want to be clear that we went through this. These are Mike's words. He's the one who took the notes, but I'm going to read this to you because I love the idea of doing this like contract between, I mean, it's not like a business contract. It's a social contract, but these are the things we sort of agreed on collectively. One, transparency. Say what you would like to say. Don't hold in feedback, but be diplomatic on how you package it. Okay. That last tag, that was actually just more for me. I said, I don't think I'm going to review this on Monday, and I'm going to say, I don't think everybody has to be diplomatic on how they package it. I was saying specifically, I need to be diplomatic because I'm so much older than everyone. And whether I like it or not, I think I've talked about this in earlier podcasts. There's this power differential that's there, whether I like it or not. And I have to be careful of what I say. So it was more giving me an excuse not to be quite as direct with feedback. Number two, say yes to new ideas. Don't say no immediately. Veto system is in place, and we'll talk about that in a minute. Three, consent. Consent on what one wants to do. I think that's self-explanatory. Four, the rehearsal room is a safe place for all boundaries and or disabilities, sitting out, always an option. 5, we do a check-in every rehearsal. Periodically, we check in on the process. And after every exercise, we talk about the exercise. 6, important words. This goes back to consent, but ask for consent, equity with the collective members, encourage individualism. I think we still need to flesh that one out. I think it's too general, and we need to sort of break that down a little bit more. But the spirit of that is great, and I love it. 7, failure is important. We learn from that. It is not a mistake or a devaluation of your work to fail. And then there's a few other things. These are not numbered, but when we are creating material, keep in mind that we can confront the audience, but not coerce them. So in terms of things like audience, because we were talking about audience participation and we didn't want to rule it out, but I think most of us also hate the thing where the audience members are forced to like get in a conga line or something. Not the type of show we make, but you know what I mean? You know, you go to a show and you're watching and then suddenly the performers want you to get up and dance. That's annoying. But then there's other shows that sort of invite you in and sort of gently allow you to participate. And that's okay. Okay. We always work towards consensus in which material we're going to use in the show. We're putting a veto system in place. I mentioned that earlier. So everybody in the company has one veto and only one veto to use during the process. This veto can be used on specific artistic material, which you don't want to be a part of the performance. And this can only be used once. So we actually have a little chart that shows when people have used it. Mike said having the veto actually means that people don't necessarily use it. In fact, it's just that it gives, when you're discussing whether or not to leave something in, it makes everybody comfortable to know that, like, they could say no and cut it off if they wanted, if they felt really uncomfortable about it. And that also, when you're trying to argue your case, you know that the other person can use their veto. So you don't have to feel bad about you know, strongly arguing your case. I don't know. That's my interpretation. The other collective... Oh, yeah. So just going off of that, the other collective members have to agree with the veto or have to agree to disagree, have to follow the veto, despite whatever their own thoughts are. Once you've used the veto, you have to agree to any other ideas or materials, even if you don't like it. Obviously, you can argue against them, but you can't use another veto. Anyway, the whole thing's very exciting so far. I think I said already, I'm looking forward to more rehearsals this week. We've got one on Monday, one on Thursday. The downside is that our rehearsal venue is getting busier during weekday day times. And not only is it getting hard to book enough rehearsal hours, but we may not have enough access to the main space during production week, the week leading up to the show. I need to have a meeting with Noriko, the owner, this week to discuss scheduling and what we're going to do about that. I'm considering dropping the masks policy for rehearsal. We've been wearing masks for all the rehearsals, for all the shows so far. But this one, I don't know, it's something feels different. Maybe it's just I'm having mask fatigue. And also this rehearsal is more kind of looking to be more physical, and the mask makes physical activity harder just because it's harder to breathe. But we're going to need to get consensus on this. However, I actually think I'm the one who's the most conservative on this. A couple of people showed up without masks on Monday. When I met a couple of them at the airport, they weren't wearing masks because those people coming from North America, masking is not sort of as normal there anymore. But we'll have to have a discussion about this on Monday. Okay, Nerd Night updates. Okay, I need to push that social media stuff this week, so got to figure out how to do that. Podcast updates. Kate's still plowing ahead. She's done another episode. I need to check her edits. I have not had time. Photography updates, no updates. Side gigs update. I have lined up, I mentioned it earlier, I've lined up a very low-paying lighting job for another Kawasaki-based arts group, doing very basic lighting design / operation for a flamenco show in a tiny community space, like, you know, fluorescent lights, low ceiling, no way to hang lights. Chris, the intern with lighting experience, is going to be designing and operating with me, sort of assisting and providing what I hope are, you know, generally useful thoughts and comments and not getting in the way. So, and the proceeds for that, I'll be able to reinvest that into the show. It's really not paying very much at all, though. I'm doing this more, it's a favor to an old friend she's the one who hooked us up with our current rehearsal venue. All right, life updates. So in rehearsal on Monday, I was listening to the interns talking about going to plays, et cetera, together. I was kind of feeling jealous. So one of the reasons, one of the less ideological reasons I set up YTG the way I have, was because I was really tired of being Herr Direktor and being excluded from the most key social parts of creating a show with creative people. And I mean, this still happens. So even on 2019 show with a big cast, that still happened a lot because I'm not available evenings. And yes, I realize I'm talking really fast, but yeah, I'm just trying to squeeze this all out. This happens still because I'm not available evenings. And of course, the interns, they're in town only for this. So most of them are most of the time. But this week on Wednesday, the day I had that site check, my wife was out for dinner. She was going out for dinner for work. So I decided that since it was going to be kind of a wasted day anyway, 90 minutes to site check, 90 minutes at the site check, 90 minutes back to my station. So, I mean, basically 4.5 prime working hours down the drain. So I actually thought I'd ask the current interns and a few local YTG people over to make and eat pizza. I made the pizza dough in the morning, and then we had it when they came over. Yeah, so the way it worked is I made the dough in the morning before I left for the site visit. Then we did the site visit, Chris and I, and then we came back, met everybody else at the station at 3 p.m. We went shopping. Then we walked to my house with the stuff, the toppings for the pizza. So we hung out. I made sauce. We made the pizza. We ate the pizza. And Hammy, my son, forced everybody to play his Adventure Time card game that he got for his birthday. And in the end, it was Mike, Chris, Javid, and Kevin who were able to come. Anyway, pretty good result because I gave them about 24 hours notice. But the experience was great. I will definitely do it and look for opportunities to do it with this group again in the future. That was fantastic. And it's really sort of buoyed my spirits. Yeah, because I'm so busy and just sort of, I feel so hammered down with all the stuff, the admin stuff I have to do. And this is sort of reminding me, there's definitely an upside to working on creative projects, like creatively. You get like you jones for the art rush. But there's also the social aspect that I have not been able to really lean into for the past few years, for basically the entirety of the pandemic. We've done the after show cast party and stuff like that, but going out with the cast and hanging out with them and spending time with them, the most I did for that was on the 2019 show. And that was never, it was rarely with the whole cast, except when we were doing a goodbye party or something. So yeah, this is reminding me why I like to do this. And yeah. Yeah. I just wish, I just wish I was getting paid to do like a day of art a week so that I would have an excuse to put aside some of the other stuff, because that would be part of my income. That would be so great. But anyway, that's it for this week. I better call this here, where this is getting long, even though I'm talking super fast and family's about to come home and I got to just snip off this recording. So, I will hopefully do the next update, I'm hoping Wednesday next week, sort of between the two rehearsals. And yeah, anyway, you have a great week. I'm going to have a great half week or whatever it is till I do the next update. And Andrew out.